Come on, let's give God praise in the house this morning. I think we can do better than that. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. He is risen. Glory to God. Man, it's awesome to see all of you here this morning on this beautiful day. I'm just glad it's not raining. I have never seen so much rain on Sundays. And so I'm just thanking the Lord that it's not raining today. And if you're glad to be here today, why don't you smile real big and tell the person next to you, they're beautiful. You're beautiful. You look good on Easter, girl. Come on. Looking good on Easter. Amen. It's a beautiful day. I'm really excited about what God wants to do in your life today. And listen, the most important thing that can happen today, the most important thing that can happen today in this place, is if you've not made a decision to follow Christ, that today you say, today is going to be my day. I'm going to make a decision that I'm going to turn my life completely over to the Lord, and I'm going to surrender to Him. And I'm going to tell you how good that is. When you surrender to Him, your life will be forever changed. Your life will be forever changed. And the joy of the Lord will enter into your life. Are you saying, Pastor, that we want to have struggles? I wouldn't dare tell you that. Well, what I tell you is that in your struggle, Christ will be there with you, and He'll help you through the storm, and He'll help you through the difficult times. He'll rejoice with you on the mountains, and He'll walk with you through the valleys. He's a good daddy, and He's in love with you today. How many have experienced that? Can testify that God is good. He's a good father. Amen. I just want to share with you today, and our title today is, our theme today is that, you know, that love is alive. And in the middle of all of us and our stories, there's a story of Christ. And the Christ story is a part of your life. Whether you experienced it or not, it's still a part of your life. I want to share with you from Psalms 139 this morning. It says, Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. You perceive every moment of my heart and soul. And you understand my very thought before it even enters my mind. You're so intimately aware of me, Lord. You read my heart like an open book. You know all the words I'm about to speak before I start a sentence. You know every step I will take before my journey even begins. You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in the kindness you follow behind me. You spare me from the harm of my past, and with your hand of love upon my life, you impart a blessing to me. This is just too wonderful, too deep, and incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings me wonder and strength. Where could I go from your spirit? Where could I run and hide from your face? If I go into the heavens, you're there. If I go into the realm of the dead, you're there too. If I fly with wings into the shining dawn, you're there. If I fly into the radiant sunset, you're there waiting. Wherever I go, your hand will guide me. Your strength will empower me. It's impossible to disappear from you or ask the darkness to hide me. For your presence is everywhere, bringing light into my night. There is no such thing as darkness with you. The night to you is bright as the day, and there's no difference between the two. You form my innermost being and shape my delicate inside and my intricate outside. You wove them all together in my mother's womb. I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvelous and breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it. How thoroughly you know me, Lord. You even form my bone in my body, every bone in my body. And when you created me in the secret place, carefully, skillfully shaping me from nothing to something. Wow. And this is my favorite line right here. You saw who you created me to be before I became me. Before I'd ever seen the light of day, the number of days you planned for me were already recorded in your book. Every single moment you are thinking of me, how precious and how wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought. Oh God, your desire toward me are more than the grains of sand on every shore. And when I awaken each morning, you're still with me. That's so good. That's so good. He writes a story of our life, and he knows us because he created us. The great writer Stephen King once said, if you want to be a great writer, turn off the TV. It's poison to creativity. Writers need to look inside themselves and turn toward the life of imagination. When God created man, he had no model. God simply looked inside of himself, and out of the dust, he created man. It was so beautiful because he said, I will make man in my image. And I will make man to be the beauty on the earth that I've created. He saw who he created before I became me. He saw me. He looked at me. He had an image of me. And I want you to imagine with me today, before the worlds were ever formed and before he ever said, let there be light, his imagination was running wild about you. His imagination was running wild. He saw your face. He saw your life. He saw every part of you. And he fell in love with you before you were ever born. And in the middle of all the story about you, he came to make your life better. And then he gave his life for us. The scripture tells us in Mark 8:34, if you truly want to follow me, you should once completely disown your own life, and you must be willing to share my cross and experience it on your own. As you continually surrender to my ways, for if you let your life go for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, you will continually experience true life. But if you choose to keep your life for yourself, you will forfeit what I try to keep. For what use is it to gain all the wealth and the power of this world with everything it could offer you at the cost of your own life? And what could be more valuable than your own soul? You see, God will guide you, but he will let you decide. He will give you this opportunity to be in the story that he created for you, but he lets you decide. And I love that because I have a will. I have a part of this. It doesn't mean that God controls me, but God gives me this grace and love for me that I can step into the perfect plan that he has for my life. The story that he wrote for my life, the things that he's already laid out for my life, I step into the book that he wrote for me. Every chapter and every verse and every line, he had imagination. It was running wild and was crazy when he thought about my life. I just rewind for a little bit, just on my own personal testimony, and I look at all the things in my life, and I look at the ups and the downs and the times that I didn't choose him, and the places I went and the things I did, and it all looked like a failure to everything around me. But still, in the midst of my story, God was still there. In the middle of all of my chaos, God was still there, and he was still writing what he planned for my life. And then one day I decided, look, God's plan is better than mine. And I'm going to lay down all that I have, and I'm going to lay down what I desire and the thoughts that I've had for this life that I'm choosing that really was just a worldly life of brokenness and hurt and pain because I didn't know who I was. And then I stepped into the story that he wrote for me. And the cool thing about that story is that in the middle of the story, he picked right up where I left off. And he began to fulfill the destiny that he chose for my life. And so it is with our life that God created us out of his very imagination. And he was thinking about us when he went to the cross and he laid down his life for us. He was thinking about you when he was on the cross and he was looking into eternity and he had you in mind. And he knew that you would be here on this Sunday morning. And he knew that this day he wanted to tell you that you're more valuable than all the things of this earth. And that he cares about you and that he loves you with this crazy kind of love. And Jesus, the only begotten Son, born of a virgin, lived a sinful life, but was willing to die for my sins. That blows my mind right there. That blows my mind that someone would give up their life for me. Now, see, here's the deal. I know me. I know the things about me that you don't know. I know the mistakes in life that I've made. I know the shortcomings of life that I've had. And each of us have a story in here. And if we look at our story, we could think, why would he die for me? Why would Christ go to the cross for me? But in his crazy love and his passion for us, he said, I'm willing to die that you might have life and to have it more abundantly. That's really the story of the cross. He is the author and the finisher of our life and our faith. In Hebrews 12 and 2, it said, look to Jesus, the founder, the perfecter of our faith. He was the beginning. He's the perfecter. He makes it all well. And in the middle of the story, when we understand all there is to know about God, we understand this. We don't know all there is to know about God, but he knows all there is to know about us. And we step into the middle of that, and he as the founder, and he begins to perfect our faith. And in this journey, this place that I'm walking, God every day builds into my faith. And then he goes on to say, who for joy that was set before him endured a cross, despising the shame, and was seated at the right hand of the throne of God, all because he loves us. And we have this opportunity today to say yes. Yes, God. What are we saying yes to? We're saying yes to the story that was already written about our lives. We're saying yes to the image and the imagination that God already has about us. We're saying yes to the purpose and the plan. And how many knows that the purpose and the plan of God for our life is greater than we can even imagine ourselves? He said, to understand me is greater than your own thinking, your own ability to understand. What I have for you is huge. And we step into the story by saying yes that God has for us. And Romans 10 and 9 says this, and what is God's living message? It is the revelation of faith for salvation, which is the message that we preach. For if we publicly declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will experience salvation. The heart that believes in him receives the gift of righteousness of God, and then the mouth that gives thanks to salvation. For the scripture encourages us with these words, everyone who believes in him will never be disappointed. Come on. Everyone who believes in him will never be disappointed. I'm going to ask you this question today as I close. In your life, have you had disappointments? Come on, in your life, have you had some really like, oh man, I didn't want this to turn out exactly this way. And you had disappointments in life. But the scripture tells us the one who believes in him, when you say yes to the story that he has for you, you will never be disappointed. Because here's the deal. You won't be disappointed because it doesn't matter what you walk through or what situation you go through. He's going to be faithful to be there with you. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And when he died on the cross, he died on the cross. It was only for a moment, really, that he was dead. It was only for just a few minutes. And then he rose again on the third day, and he come to bring life and freedom to you. And you know what we celebrate today? We're not celebrating the death of Christ. We're celebrating the resurrection of Christ today. We're celebrating that Christ lives, and he lives in our lives. And he lives to bring us into the newness of who he created us to be. And so he begins to write in our story. So it doesn't matter who you are, where you've been, where you came from. All those things doesn't matter. What matters is that you knew, that you know, that God loves you and that he cares about you. And the other stories that others may write about you or say about you doesn't matter. What matters is the story that God's written about you. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be rescued and experience eternal life. You know what really matters today? When I look at the book and I see, wait a minute, between every page, there's my name. Every victory, he's wrote me in the story. And when it came to the cross, I was there. I was on his mind. And he came to give me life. And he came to give me joy. And he came to give me peace. That's what the story of Easter is. it's the death, it's the burial, and it's the resurrection of our Lord. And he's alive and well today. And he's living in us. And he's created us for this great, great experience to walk with him. He's so in love with you. He's so crazy about you. He wants to put his arms around you this morning. He wants to touch your life this morning. He wants to pick up the pencil and begin to write your story into his story. It's intertwined. It's commingled. It's together. You see, his story without you is not a finished story because he planned it to be with you. You're a part of the story today. You're a part of the goodness of God. You're a part of the grace of God. And all over this room today, God wants to heal. He wants to touch your life. So with every head bowed and every eye closed all over this room this morning, you come here this Sunday. It's Easter. We celebrate. Maybe over the weekend you've had some crawfish or today. Maybe there's been family gatherings and get-togethers. But I want to say that this is the most important time of the weekend right now. More important than anything else that we do is that when we take this moment and we focus our attention upon the cross and we say, thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Thanks for not leaving me out of the story, God. Thanks for writing me in and putting me inside the story, God. Thank you for loving me with crazy love. And I want to say yes to you today, God. Maybe you're here this morning and you're a believer today and you've walked with God for a long time. I want to encourage you today that God has not finished your story. That the cross has the final word. It's speaking life over you today. It's speaking hope over you. Maybe you've drifted away from the Lord a little bit. Maybe your intentionality of your relationship with God has lacked some. God's still crazy in love with you. He hasn't abandoned you. Maybe you're here this morning. You've never just said yes to the Lord. Yes, God, I'm going to give you everything that I am. Today's a wonderful day to do that. To say, God, I'm all in. I'm 100%. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my mind. It all belongs to you, Lord. The creator of everything who wrote me in his story. As our prayer team comes this morning,